Nolte, New Guinea residents still outraged over Biden's cannibal lie. By John Nolte on April 29, 2024. Joe Biden falsely claimed his uncle was shot down in World War II and then suggested New Guinea cannibals devoured the poor guy. Needless to say, some New Guinea residents are not amused. Ambrose Finnegan, we called him Uncle Bozy, he was shot down. He was in the Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. Flew single-engine airplanes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea, Biden told reporters when he first made the claim. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals at the time. They never recovered his body, Biden added. But the government went back when I was down there, and they checked and found parts of the plane and the like. According to the far-left Associated Press, which did its best to shield Biden from this outrageous and embarrassing flight of lunacy. Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan died on May 14, 1944, according to the Pentagon's Defense POW/MIA accounting agency. Finnegan was a passenger on an Army Air Force's plane that he ditched for unknown reasons in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of New Guinea, the agency reported. One of the four crewmen in that plane did survive, and there is no report about his having to flee from canoes filled with rabid New Guinea cannibals. So, 1. Biden's uncle was not piloting the plane. He was a passenger. 2. He was not shot down. He was the victim of engine failure. And 3. His body was lost at sea, not devoured by cannibals. When asked about this, some New Guinea residents were not amused. Analysts in Papua New Guinea who were shown his comments described the claims as unsubstantiated and poorly judged, pointing out that they come at a time when U.S. has been seeking to strengthen its ties with the country and counter Chinese influence in the Pacific region. The Melanesian group of people, who Papua New Guinea is part of, are a very proud people, said Michael Kabani, a lecturer in political science at the University of Papua New Guinea. And they would find this kind of categorization very offensive. Not because someone says oh there used to be cannibalism in PNG – yes, we know that, that's a fact. But taking it out of context, and implying that your uncle jumps out of the plane and somehow we think it's a good meal is unacceptable. It paints PNG in a bad light. PNG has already had a lot of negative press around riots and tribal fighting, and this doesn't help, and the claims are unsubstantiated, added Mahala Palavale, an economics lecturer at the University of Papua New Guinea. For a U.S. president to say that, even off the cuff, I don't think that should have been said at all, he added. A great way for Trump to troll Biden would be for the former president to go before the assembled fake media and say the exact same shit Biden says. Trump should hold a press conference and talk about his World War II relative, who was shot down and eaten by cannibals, and then wait for the reaction. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover on Kindle and audiobook.